Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Today's going to be a great lesson. I'm going to be teaching the 10 rules to live by in business. There's something called an axiom and or a principle, a guiding commandment. And I'm going to share with you 10 of these that I have learned in business, and this is over 30 years of doing business, that you can count on these. And I always say these are the 99% apply to this. There's always an outlier scenario that you can share with me, but I did it this way. Hey, that's fine. I'm just telling you. Let me take you through these. This might be two lessons. We'll see how it goes. First thing I've learned with clients is I can't promise happiness. Now, let me take you through that. We just had an extraordinary event and just incredible feedback. Everybody loved it. But this one person just kept sharing with me, but I wasn't happy. And I said to him, well, I didn't see happiness on our sales page. Like, I can't make you happy. We have very high-end clients in the businesses that I own. And I'll share, I actually have a disclaimer now, where it says there is no perfect, which is code for I can't make you happy. I can't guarantee that I'm going to make you happy. What happens sometimes is when we start a business is that, and I talked about this, sometimes you can create a monster that you can't feed anymore. It outgrows you because their demands are so great. Just when you work with clients in your verbiage, and I use this a lot, I don't promise happiness. When a client says to me, well, I'm not quite happy, I go, no, I'll deal with bullet points, but we're not going to get into happiness. I said, we've all had the family member, you know, at the family reunion that sits off into the corner and everybody keeps bringing her, well, what can I bring you, Aunt Susie? And she's unhappy about everything. She's had a scowl on her face for the last 50 years. My number one rule in business is I can't nor do I promise happiness because there is no perfect, okay? Number two, I start over on Monday with no customers and no cash. This is something that I use. This is a principle that I use to keep me humble and to keep me hungry, because complacency is what puts you out of business. Coming off a big event, it was time to shift gears again and to focus on my core businesses. And I'm like, I'm starting off Monday. I was coming back on the plane on Sunday. I'm starting over Monday with no customers, no cash. And I told my secretary, normally we have a way of kind of eliminating people to get to our target customer. And I felt like maybe I had made it too small. And because I'm starting over again, I told her, listen, we got to open this net up a little wider. I'm ready to meet with people that might not be our absolute target customer. Let me expand it a touch and maybe I can bring them over and we can do in-house financing. We can be creative. That's not necessarily how we are 22 years later, but my principle was I'm starting over on Monday. Starting over on Monday, we need more customers. We need more customers. And so, and I try to do this with money. I try to look at all our money. Where are we spending it? Is there anything we can cut back on? What happens is as we grow, sometimes we get extraordinarily complacent. And I don't ever want to take that for granted. So principle two is, I start over, and you can do this periodically throughout the year, but you need to go into Mondays hungry. No customers, no cash. That's the rule. Number three, I can't manage people that cannot manage themselves. I recently had somebody that we hired, and golly, everything looked great, right? Until I found out he clearly had a massive drug problem. On a Friday, he went for lunch, and he had a collision with someone, and they drug tested him at the scene. And he failed it. And he called me and he's trying to explain, hey, I'm recovering, I'm this and I'm that. And listen, I want to assist anybody. But what I found with drugs is that I need to get you on the back side of the hill. If you were a drug addict at some point and you had a DWI, whatever it is, listen to me, I'm filled with grace because I'm flawed. And I will give you an absolute second chance. But there are times where in the front side of that journey, the climbing of the hill, you're still in the addictions and things of that, where you can't work for me. Why? Because this is the rule. Number three, I can't manage people that cannot manage themselves. I can't manage people that can't manage themselves. And sadly, like this person was telling me this medication he was on and, you know, but he was off drugs and blah, 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 blah. Well, my guys went to his job site and they found a crack pipe inside, like hidden that he had been, you know, obviously using. And it was just too funny because my guy texted him and said, hey, so-and-so, I think we have your pipe. Kind of killed his whole idea that he was no longer a drug addict. Sadly, he is. And you can't manage people that cannot manage themselves. But again, I'm a king of second chances. King of second chances. But I want to get you at the point where you're managing yourself at this point. You're managing yourself. I have found literally people that can't make it to work on time. And you can go all the way down the line. You're not going to fix these people. Okay? You think you are. I feel like I'm a highly motivating person. You know, I definitely have that coaching mentality, optimist, but this is a definitive rule that I have. And typically, if people's lives are a mess in their 50s, you're not fixing that train. That train, you're not going to fix it. Okay, number four, business is nothing but math. Business is nothing but a math equation. You're either winning or you're losing. It's all math. You know, you have this much income coming in, you have this much expenses, and it equals this profit and loss. It's what I love about it. It's not like you're not wondering if you're doing good. When somebody tells me, oh, my business is doing great. Well, great. Let me look at your books. I'm actually working through analyzing a company right now that I'm trying to help. And I asked, like, they're trying to make it really complicated, their financial statement. I'm like, okay, listen, we can do this really, really simple. Tell me how much cash is in the bank. Tell me what your average monthly influx of cash is. Tell me what you're committed to operate your business each month to fulfill what you've committed to. Okay. So I want to know, hey, you got this much coming in, but it costs you this much to fulfill. Okay. Because that's going to tell me what your runway is. I want to know your three largest clients. What do they give you per month? How long is their contract? In other words, it's math. Just let me go through the questions. I'm going to find the turd. Okay. If there's a turd there, I'm going to find it. If it's a diamond, we're going to find it. But the point is that, you know, just look at the math all the time. I get reports every day from my company and I can look at trend lines. Okay. Number five. If you're in a fire, don't worry about how you got there. Just get out of the fire. Okay, let me drill down on this. Often in leadership, I have learned, and I did this before, is that we would have a crisis happen, and I would be spending so much time during the crisis figuring out how we got in the crisis, that what I should have been focusing on is let's get out of the fire, and then we can sit down and we can, you know, debrief and figure out what we should have done differently and what we can do different going forward. But when you're in a fire, just get out of it. A lot of leaders get absolutely paralyzed. No, get out of the fire. Okay? Get out of the fire. And leadership, this is absolutely critical. And then again, you can put together a debriefing with your staff, like, okay, we've been doing this. Maybe we need to tighten up there. We need to have these type of restrictions. We need to tighten up our contracts, our agreements, whatever it may be. But just focus on dealing with the problem at hand, solve the problem, then figure out why the problem happened. All right, I want to go through these five because the next podcast we'll go through the next five together because this is a 10-minute podcast. And that's why I love it. We're talking about the 10 rules to live by in business. I'm sharing the first five. First one was, you know, I can't promise happiness. So that means there is no perfect with clients. I keep expectations, you know, realistic. They're high, but they're realistic. And I don't just, whenever you give me the word happiness, I always tell them, nobody can promise happiness. That's my standard line. Number two is you need to periodically start over on Monday as if you have no customers and no cash. If you did it every week, you'd be unbelievable, but it gets rid of complacency. Again, you can't manage people that cannot manage themselves. Look at people's lives when they come to you as a worker, as an employee, as a partner. Because I did this before. I took on a business partner that I should have dug a little deeper because he was currently in a mess. and he wasn't managing himself well. And he was the only business partner I've ever had that I couldn't fix. Why? He was the only business partner I ever had that couldn't manage himself. And I couldn't do a reclamation project. Business is nothing but math. You're either winning or you're losing. Just keep track of your numbers. Are you gaining more customers than you're losing? Are you bringing in more income than you're losing? Does it cost you more money to fulfill or to develop your product, to provide your product than you make on it? Your margins have shrunk to nothing. It's nothing but math. Keep track of the math. Number five, if you're in a fire, just get out of it. Don't worry about how you got into it. You can worry about that later. This is a big problem that new leaders have. They overthink things. This is Sean Casarino with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm an entrepreneur evangelist. Simply put, man, other than faith, I can't think of anything that furthers mankind more than entrepreneurship. It's just unbelievable. I'm addicted. It creates jobs. It solves problems. It's just, I love it. And that's what the podcast is here for. It's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. If you just don't understand marketing, you're a new startup and you're trying to figure out marketing yourself, or you're in a lull in your current business, I encourage you to reach out to GetStartedMarketing.com and let them do a free analysis for you. We will talk again soon.